It is a time of fear and unrest. Emperor Nermut Bundeloy rules the galaxy with an iron fist and also a planet crusher. Now, Zima Knight, Plek Dexeter, and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to defeat whackness, bring balance to the space, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
Seems like now's as good a time as any. Here, I'm just going to grab some of these utensils over here.
Uh-huh.
I want you to... Can you turn off the cameras in your helmet so you can't see anything?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Whoa.
I'm just going to throw these...
Really dark in here.
Yeah, I'm just going to throw these forks at you and try to catch them. Try to dodge or catch them sort of as they come at you.
Wait, but I can't see anything.
Well, they see exactly this. You have to reach out.
What kind of dumb test is this?
Okay, that's...
You're just going to throw cutlery at me? What's going on?
You have to use all of your senses outside of vision. Try to reach out with your feelings or your
What does that have to do with space? What's...
Try to feel the spoon as it passes through the space between the two of us and try to avoid it.
Where are all the spoons?
I'm holding... Do you need one?
Well, yeah. How else am I supposed to have my Go-Gurt?
Okay. Isn't Go-Gurt sort of designed not to...
When I'm this size, I need a spoon
sure.
to eat the Go-Gurt, Fleck.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, here you go.
Why are you hoarding all of the cutlery?
I was going to throw some at AJ.
Oh, carry on.
Okay. All right, so AJ, turn off the camera.
Okay.
Here it comes.
Ow. I just got him square in the forehead.
You have to try to...
Ow.
Now you have to try to avoid it.
Does it actually hurt? You are wearing armor.
I mean, it's more of, like, my pride.
Hey, where are my spoons?
Bargie, I'm sorry, do you need a spoon?
Yeah, I need a spoon.
Okay, how do you... What?
How am I going to eat this Go-Gurt?
I don't know, honestly. I don't know how you eat it with or without a spoon.
Can I turn my eyes back
yeah,
on?
Yeah, turn them back on.
No, no, keep them off just for a moment. Maybe the spoons is too much. What if I just stand in front of you?
Okay.
Okay, I'm just going to tap on your helmet, okay? Mm-hmm. And you're going to try to dodge me tapping.
All right.
Oh, he's down. He's down on the ground.
AJ, I gotta say, I sort of feel like your first step in learning the space is to learn that, like, just because you're wearing armor, you don't have to just stand in the way of everything. I feel like your armor has inured you to the experiences of life.
Should I want to get naked? Is that what you're asking me to
not
do?
Not really. That's not really.
I'll do it.
No, please.
I'll do it.
Wow, he did that so fast.
It's all snap.
What? Really?
All the
Those are tearaway,
like
tearaway armor.
Yeah. Wow. Tearaway armor.
Wow.
You know, in case we need to poop or something.
Wait, you can't... You have to take it all off to poop?
Where do you think I... How do you think I poop?
I mean...
Look, I'll put the armor back on.
Wait. This makes a lot of sense.
Where?
He keeps his gun.
Yeah. Do you have to take
Mr.
off...
Mr. Robot Man, where do you think... How do you think I poop?
I would assume... From your anus.
That's right.
Okay.
But what do I do with the pants? How do I get the pants of the armor off? I just...
Why don't you just remove the butt plate?
I mean, it's all sort of interconnected.
Do you have to remove the gun before you go to the bathroom?
No.
You can poop around the gun?
It's all mental. I mean, like, gun or poop!
Why did they do that? Why did they make the clip there?
I don't make the rules.
Uh-oh. Whoops.
What? What, Barger?
It's not a big deal, but, one of the AOEs are around.
What is an AOE?
Agent of Empire, of course.
Oh.
That is a big deal, Bargie. What are we going to do?
They're just annoying. They're just, like, annoying little things that go around and
Bargie,
people and put them into prison for life. Whatever.
Bargie, that's not annoying. That's terrible. We have to get out of here now.
Oh, wait. I have an idea here. Okay, this is going to use a lot of power, but I think I can use the Midnight Shadow's stealth subroutines, too. Yeah.
What? You just cloaked Bargie?
We're totally sensor invisible at this point.
Oh my gosh.
I don't feel any different.
Wow.
Oh, that alarm. Oh, it's so annoying.
Oh, okay, Bargy, now I know what you mean.
Yeah,
it's very annoying.
This is now the Emperor's best agents.
Yeah. It's weird that the ship has like a little like glass dome, and there's a guy ringing a bell inside. C-53, can you run a quick scan? Are there any other ships around here?
Yeah, not within any kind of.
What is this person doing? Oh boy.
I think this is what happens when you work alone.
Yeah. I think you just make all these little weird rituals for yourself.
Yeah.
All right, he's gone.
Oh.
Wow, that was
close. Good thing I'm invisible.
Honestly, I kind of like it. I've never been so wanted in my life.
Huh.
Everybody wants me.
Yeah.
Reggie, I think you're confusing good attention with bad attention.
There's like signs up in various stores wanted. Bargy. Wanted.
Papa, I think I got it. I'm turning my eyes off, and I'm throwing
up. Stop.
No. I can feel it.
Okay.
You're actually doing a pretty good job of hitting play.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, no, I mean,
can feel
I see this is part of the training, because I'm...
I do feel the space.
Okay, ow. Good. That's
yeah,
fine.
I mean, that was a direct hit.
Okay,
yeah.
But...
Whoa.
Okay, that's...
Joker.
Great, I guess you figured it out.
Through that fork.
I'm figuring out exactly how the training works for both of us.
Yeah.
It's still in
process.
Papa Dexeter, I have an incoming transmission from Master Missions Operations Manager.
Hey, Nermit.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, great.
You're very happy.
This is the most chipper we've ever seen you on full on.
Well, I've got, there's a mouse in my nest. But it's like a friendly mouse. And it turns out, like,
Nermit, you have a friendly mouse in your nest?
Yeah. Remember, I mean, it's like the last time I encountered rodents, they ate my pants, and.
Sure.
This one, I was like, oh, it's a smaller rodent. It's going to eat, like, I don't know, like a kerchief or...
Yeah, I think the rats that ate your pants were sort of maybe doing it out of spite.
Oh, anyway. So, yeah, it's been kind of, like, a little lonely in the nest. And, like, so look at this little character. Look at that. Oh, what? Are you serious?
Oh,
are you
wow.
kidding me?
Nerva, that's
what?
Really great.
So, yeah, it's like, it's,
you know,
oh, my rod, it's purring. So,
you know,
yeah.
Nerva, I'm really glad that, you know... You're out on the sheer cliff with the, you know, just blistering winds in your face all the time. I'm glad you found a companion.
Thank you. I'm going to name you... What? No! What?
Oh, no. Nermit.
I just caught the bones right back in your face. No.
Wow, that is a harsh lesson.
At least you hadn't gotten around to naming it, so...
That's true. You weren't that attached.
I don't know.
That's true, Darkwood. That's a small mercy.
It literally told me it loved me.
That's true.
So I don't know if that's...
I didn't hear that. I just heard a bunch of news.
Really? Did I imagine that?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think you did.
So,
you've been on the cliff a long time.
Nerman, I think you need to get out of there. Take a break.
No, actually, guys, I went and had dinner at my parents' house.
Oh.
And I picked up my mail.
Okay. Congratulations.
Good job.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, what?
Wait, he's not on the ship?
No, where would he be on the ship?
What? Hologram.
Huh? I'm on the planet Phlegm on a... Oh, my... Okay.
Nermit is thousands of light years away.
What?
AJ, just...
AJ,
we're
turn
give
off,
you
turn
the
off your cameras again.
Will do.
Can you turn off the mics? Cool.
I can't believe we didn't take an
Oh, no.
Great. I got my mail, and look at this. Wait, not that. That's a credit card offer. This.
Singing mail.
Isn't this crazy? So, okay, look at the address to Nermit Bundeloy. But look at Your Excellency. Huh? I mean, I'm a Master Missions Operations Manager, but that seems like a level above me, right?
Nermit, this mail is meant for the Emperor.
Yes.
You got misdelivered.
Yes.
All right, what does it say, Nermit?
Okay, Your Excellency. We request the honor of your presence at the nuptials of Lady Trella McFaunch. I don't know if you know that name. I looked it up.
It's of the McFaunch family?
Of the
monarchy?
Yes.
Three of the 11 monarchs are from the McFaunches.
Right. Guys, this is a monarchy and empire wedding designed, I'm sure, to unite the old loyalists and the new imperial regime.
Interesting.
Here's what I did. You notice what's not here, the RSVP card. I RSVP'd plus four.
I'm sorry, what?
What's going to happen when we show up and none of us are the emperor?
People know what the emperor looks like.
So here's what we're going to do. Give me a second.
Oh, he disconnected the call.
I think this is a bad idea. We're going to attend the wedding of strangers we don't know.
I mean, people do it. It's called wedding crashing. You crash a wedding. That was, oh yeah,
exactly
Barge. Wedding
crash.
Oh
yes, that's when the two ships crashed into each other at a wedding.
Yep, my character, she got an invitation because someone was sending a card to another party, and it was for a royal wedding.
Wait, Bargie. The thing that just happened is the plot of one of your movies?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. Oh. I just heard the title of the movie.
So how does it end?
Oh, horribly.
Oh.
Because they cut me out of this third act.
No, I mean, how does the plot... How does the plot...
I didn't finish watching it.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm not in it, then what's the point?
Okay, Nervous. Can I get back?
Okay. Wait,
I'm not gonna give him the whole rigmarole. Cut off the call.
Wow, that new frame is real cash, C-53. All right, hey, Nermit.
I'm into
it. Wait, hold on, C-53. You've just been doing this sort of like as a intentional formality this whole time.
I am a protocol and diplomatic relations droid. Okay,
guys, I'm.
That is my job, Nermit. Yeah. Give me one second here.
I figured it out.
When someone calls, I offer the courtesy of their name and rank. So that we're all on the same page.
And you felt like Nermit didn't really deserve it the second time.
So.
Yeah, no, that checks out. Huh. Hey, Nermit, I know you're already connected. I'm sorry you heard that.
Advance team.
What?
Dignitary who's going to a place, they send an advance team to make sure it's secure. We can say, RSVP plus four. Because he's going to have an advance team and come secure the entire area. He's the emperor.
You know, Nermit, I got to say, that 90-second break you took... You really cracked the code.
Thank you.
You are a master missions operations manager.
You know, this Go-Gurt has so much protein.
Where did
that,
you get
like,
that?
My parents' fridge. Mm-hmm. I went there to get the mail.
Did you also do your laundry while you were there?
Yeah, I was going to say, Dermot, did they pack you a lunch? Be honest.
Honest?
Yes.
Yes, they did.
Okay.
How often are you actually staying at your parents' house?
No, I'm always in the nest unless they need
Be
me.
Be honest.
So, advance team.
Nermit, despite waiving the courtesy of announcing you, this is an excellent idea.
Thank you so much.
Remember, Private Exeter, of course, that Genther Balwin originally overthrew the monarchy with the Council of Seven.
Right, yeah, that's true.
Many high functionaries from the former monarchy are going to be there, some of whom probably hate the Empire.
Exactly.
We might find a number of allies at this particular function, Private Exeter.
Right.
Interesting.
So, guys, I signed everyone up for the salmon.
What?
I can't eat that.
Hey, the cheese didn't melt on my sandwich. Could you put it back on the grill, please?
No.
Okay.
I'm the Doodop Quiz.
And I'm Barnacle Kisses.
And this...
It's Hollow tonight.
The headline remains Barge at Large. The Bargerian Jade has been impossible to find despite being under investigation for hundreds of tax evasion claims.
Bargerian Jade sounds guilty.
And what's this? 15 more indictments for hiring bounty hunters to hide her trail and opening children's hospitals, letting them fill up and then closing them back down? For shame.
Toot, toot, toot. More like criminal lawsuit, suit, suit.
All this and more on Hollow Tonight.
Plus a new video from Pini Gorno. Spoiler, it's pretty sad.
Oh, no.
I have to say, this is one of Nermit's better plans. We look like a perfect Empire advance team. Even AJ here is our security detail.
Lock and load, let's do
No, AJ. No, AJ. This is a wedding.
Sorry.
Let's get that. Hello.
Hi. Hi there. Hi. Are you on the list?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
yes. We are guests. I was Nurbit Bundeloy.
Oh, fantastic. And we are all having the salmon. Okay, and here's your table assignment.
Table number one.
Yes.
Table number one.
Wait, we're table number one?
Dude, we're number one.
We're guests at the end of our
table. The groom and the bride will be sitting in the center of your table.
Oh, no.
Going to be weird.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. No fresh.
Well, thank you.
I'm sorry. I don't think we've been introduced. What's your name?
Catherine Papay.
Catherine, how are you? How do you know?
I'm the coordinator of the wedding.
Oh, wow. Wonderful.
So many pots need to go together or else they fall apart.
This is by far the biggest wedding I've ever been to.
Huge. Yes.
Catherine, where do you want this ice sculpture in the shape of a man carving an ice sculpture?
Okay, let's see. In the seventh quadrant, next to the left, next to table 77.
Okay. Right.
And make sure it's always frozen. If I see any water falling off of it, off with your testes.
Absolutely. We'll keep it on ice.
Whoa, canopy!
Okay, Catherine, it was great to meet you. We're going to grab a canopy and just make ourselves...
Glass of Chardonnay or a mushroom stuffed with the smaller mushrooms.
Ooh.
Oh my rod. Durf.
Hello, my name is Oldest Durf.
Durf, it's me. It's Plek.
Oh my, what? Plek?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, look at this. Look at the old chosen one. Hey, what are you doing here? This is crazy.
What are you doing here?
I just cater waitering.
No. What?
Are you here undercover, or...?
Yeah, well, I guess under the cover of, like, a good paycheck. Steady paycheck. This is good. It's good. Hey, what are you? You're so tiny.
I'm in my fourth octomaster.
Oh, cool. Makes sense. Don't explain that any longer. Hey, you got a new robot. Good. That last one real sucked the old big one. You know what I mean?
No, this is actually the
same robot. Different frame.
Ah, man. Why do you keep changing frames? Is it a confidence thing?
Just like a variety of experiences.
Oh, that's cool. You're a little looser now. You seem a little fresh.
I don't want to toot my own horn, but...
Hey, who's this, Herb?
Papa Dexter, is this the incredible master of the space that you mentioned?
Yes. Yes, it is. I thought he was dead.
Wait a second. You're papa-ing him?
What do you mean?
You're papa-ing
him. That's just what he calls me. He's just not... I don't know what...
That's the correct term. That's an ancient term.
Papa is the correct term.
Yeah, he's papa-ing. You are papa-ing him. But you can't take on a noob.
A noob?
Yeah, you're his papa, and he's your noob.
Oh, that can't be what it's called.
What do you... Have you not... The scrolls. I feel like I'm harping on the scrolls a lot, but it's like...
I have the scrolls.
No, okay. Actually, I don't anymore.
I have most of the scrolls.
What do you mean, most?
Nurmit made one into a nest.
Nurmit? The avatar of the whack?
No, the other one.
Of course he took the scrolls.
No.
You can't let him have access to your private treasure mine.
Will you let the avatar of the whack take the scrolls?
AJ. Thank you.
What a betrayal.
Thank you, young one. But how are you teaching? What have you been teaching him? Grandpapa Durf. I'm Oldest Durf.
All right.
Did you strip him down and throw civil war at him?
Yes, I did, yes.
Okay, good. How did it go?
He stripped himself down.
Watch.
Okay, good. See, that's great. He's doing well.
Okay. Listen, Durf, listen. We have to go someplace private and talk. This is an imperial wedding.
Why don't you just come with me? I'm just going to pass some canapes and we'll have a little chat.
Listen, here's what we're going to do. Papa, Grandpapa, and I will go chat about the space. And Mr. Robot Man...
Mr.
Robot Man and Dar, you guys try to find the information that we need, right? Let's do this! It's a plan!
AJ, you need to turn it down, okay?
You just put your fist into my pillow.
Let's not forget, he's still nude. Completely nude.
Yeah. Please put that back on.
How do y'all know the lucky couple? Table one.
Yeah.
Table one. Is that the Emperor's table?
We shouldn't say.
This is my sister Rhonda.
I am literally a obsessed with Nermet Bandaloy. You guys know Nermet Bandaloy.
We do
very well.
I follow all of his social media, and I know everything he's doing. I didn't think he would be here today. This is crazy.
Ron is always on the social.
We're sure here on his behalf.
Yes, we're his
advanced team.
Yes.
You know, sending his regards, and but maybe he'll be here.
What's he like? Tell us a story.
Oh,
rats ate his pants one time.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Plek, certainly you have allowed the space to flow through you.
Yes, thank you.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Chardonnay.
One second, I'm so sorry. Here you are. This is actually a Pinot Grigio, but if you...
My wife said Chardonnay, sir.
Just put a sugar packet in it, and it's a Chardonnay.
All right, very well.
Durf, can you just stop serving... This place is crawling with waiters. You don't need to do your job right now.
It's a sworn duty to do my job here. The space is flowing through me, and I have to make rent.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
You're not living on the Stroid anymore?
Well, I don't have... I'm a cater waiter. I have time to raise a child.
What?
Ugh. Really? And I'm at a wedding. I'm sort of loosened up. I have a thing
oh,
for...
Oh, yeah, maybe you'll find somebody.
Exactly. A lot of people hook up with the waiters. A little known fact about weddings, especially royal weddings. Cater waiters are sort of like... It's like bridesmaid, groomsman, cater waiter.
I don't think that's...
Clint.
Yeah, Clint, a little bit below. This noob gets it. And what made you think it was time to take on a noob?
He approached me.
He just imprinted on you like a duck. That doesn't mean you're in charge. It's like a fart teaching a burp how to stink.
What are you... What?
I'm writing that down.
That's a Zima thing. Have you killed the Emperor?
Are you paying attention at all?
I don't follow the news. I follow the news from thousands of years ago. This is a prophecy.
That's not news.
The prophecy doesn't cover everything. It's not like, oh, they don't do film reviews in the prophecy.
Durf, listen. The Emperor is very much alive. The Emperor has the entire galaxy under his thumb.
And what are you doing to combat that? Have you gathered the Zima warriors from the Great Diaspora?
I didn't know there was a diaspora. I thought you were the last one.
No, there's a ton of Zima warriors. You're in charge. You're supposed to keep track of all of them.
I've been focusing on my own place in the space.
You know what? I know you're very selfish. Like, oh, you're the chosen one. Here's the things
I
you have to do.
I will say that we did meet somebody who really seemed to... I mean, Papa, no offense, but... I mean, this person really made you look like an idiot. The space was incredible.
But he just said they were a Zima warrior.
No, she was just very talented, raw talent, I would say.
She ran a gift shop.
She actually gave me this wood thing.
Oh, wow, wait, she gave that to you? She had that?
Yes.
That is one of the most coveted wood sabers of Dinglehopper, as we all know.
What?
Dinglehopper, that's what the...
That's what she called it.
That's
what it is.
Right.
Look at the Dinglehopper you have right there. That's a beautiful weapon. Let me just ask, does it glow when you use it?
Sometimes.
It glowed when Marf used it.
Yes. I'm working on the glowing part.
You haven't got the glow.
Yeah, I'm working on that.
Okay, why are you so defensive? Maybe I've been too hard on you. In the times that I've appeared to you, gave you a lot of information, and then died or faked my death.
Yes.
Maybe I've been a little harsh.
Yes,
I'll admit it. Sorry, I'm very old. I'm set in my ways.
Oh, here's a question I have.
Okay, great. Let's open it up. Now let's let the noob have his swing.
Is it magic or religion? The space.
Ah, that's a great question. It's neither, it's just the space.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, that's what I said, and you said it didn't make sense.
Well, it didn't make sense then, but now it makes sense.
See, this guy gets it. This guy gets me. You know what? I'm thinking maybe he's the chosen one.
Why would... He's a clone! There's literally millions just like him!
The chosen one could come from any quarter.
It's in the... my name is in the scrolls.
It's true. I could cross it out.
I've been gathering people up to fight the Emperor. What have you been doing? You've been serving canapes.
Is this pre-wedding entertainment?
Is this some sort of dramatic duologue?
I think dialogue is the word.
I say duologue, sir.
Not be a good time to shut that guy up with the space.
That's not how the space works.
You're telling me how the space works? You're noob cocky is what you are.
What does that mean?
You got a noob, so you think you run stuff. And I'll tell you what, you don't run is the space.
I mean, what is this scene even about?
Grandpapa.
Yes?
You said there were other Zimas.
They, In every planet, in every quadrant, there are Zimas. All you have to do is find, like, large parties, ceremonies.
You're just describing cater waiters.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Hey, what about this guy? Is this guy Zima?
Yeah, watch. Ready? Keep it fresh. See that? You just did a little handshake. And now we end it with a backflip.
Wow. Ooh, now that's entertainment.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, boy, my back.
Well, actually, we're not sure if Nermit is the father.
Whoa! What about his mother?
Well, it's a matter of some contention. Some people are really, really talking a lot about it.
Ooh!
Darn, people can't get enough of this Nermit Bundeloy gossip.
And it doesn't really feel like gossip because we're actually talking about Nermit.
This gossip is incredibly hot. This gossip is hot. It's hot goss.
Let's give them crude so they tell us more.
Yes, and I'll spill a secret. I'm managing the garrison right now. But we've had several weak points that I'll tell you about.
Ooh.
Just give me more of that hot goss.
The ship would say hot goss because I was in Nermit Bundeloy's tennis team and he's quite a dick.
What an unusual accent on this planet.
Grandpa Bederf, I have a...
I'm your papa, papa.
I have a question for you. If there are Zima warriors everywhere, we should be, like, rallying them to our cause. Is there one place where they hang out?
Yes, Zima Prime.
Zima Prime? Where is that?
If you're a member of Zima Prime, you can find it within 1 to 2 days.
Business what? Days, or...?
They do weekends.
Oh, wow.
It's a very mystical, complicated task. What you do is you log on to the Zima Prime website. You can use mine. It's tom.wellington.
Wait, is your actual name Tom Wellington?
No, that's it was my roommate's. I use his login to...
Is your roommate a Zima Knight?
He was. But we lost touch.
So you guys share the login?
Yeah.
How many people are sharing that login?
A lot.
Durf.
Yes?
You need to take me to Zima Prime. That's where this is all leading. That's how we're going to take down the Emperor. You, me, AJ, maybe we can get Marf on board. The rest of the Zimas, come with us. We'll go to Zima Prime. We can join the other Zimas and take down the Emperor.
I don't know. Well, really, this is a good gig.
Papa Dexter is a good gig.
This is a really good gig.
What are you... Durf, what did you spend decades waiting for me for? So you could serve warm Chardonnay to people?
What? I mean... I've died twice for you, and that was one
Neither
time too many.
Both of those were fake. Those are fake outs, so you wouldn't have to hang out with me.
It's almost harder to produce a fake death than just die.
Definitely untrue. You self-immolated because I embarrassed you in the mall.
The mall, that was my main social hang, and you blew it. But isn't it a fun surprise? Like, here I am. Ha ha!
Durf, yes, if you're really interested in freshness, you'll come with me to Zima Prime, and we will take down the Emperor together.
Well, I also have, I have, like, a book club that's meeting tonight.
Oh, Papa Dexter, he has a book club.
It's a book club. We're reading a real page-turner. Sort of a sad teen thing called It's the Star's Fault.
Okay. That's not even a new book.
Well, I don't need to read a freshly printed book every... A book club is just about having fun. It's not about covering...
I'm just saying you can read it.
It's not
you
about publishing.
You can read it any time.
Oh, okay.
Stop fighting!
Oh, now you've made the noob cry. You know, the noob tier, it's the saddest thing in the galaxy.
The tears are in the helmet, I can't get him out.
Yeah, he's drowning, he's gonna drown in his helmet. And sure, we can replace him with another clone, fine.
Yeah, well, that's
it's sad.
True. That's
it
a good
is
point.
Sad
that's
for
a
right
good
now.
Point.
But it's, cleaning up a body is weird, especially when its clothes just fall off. You ever thrown out a naked body? It's so super weird. Because it's very easy to get caught. Plank. Was that a bell? Huh? I mean, I might have to be bringing out the steak, I think. What did you guys order?
Salmon. We all got the salmon.
Oh, my God. You ordered salmon? What, are you crazy? In a wedding? You ordered salmon? How many people? We had 5 orders of salmon.
Yeah.
There are 5 total orders of salmon.
We're 4 of them.
Plus 1, though, right?
And Dark can't eat fish anyway.
Yeah, and also Mr. Robot Man can't eat salmon either. So it's really just
just the two of us.
Are you guys going to eat the salmon? Because let me tell you, it's horrible.
Oh.
You go to a wedding order salmon, you don't know what you're doing.
I don't go to a lot of weddings. Also, we're not attending the wedding.
Hot goss, hot goss, hot goss, hot goss.
All right, one more piece of really juicy, nermy goss.
But be warned, my gossiptron will know if this gossip is true.
Surely all of you are familiar with his music alter ego.
What? Nermit Bundeloy uses the pseudonym
Ermit Nundeloy. Here, actually, get a little taste of this. One of his latest demos.
He did just release an album, but this is new.
Yeah, this is fresh.
I'm sitting in a nest. I'm dancing in a nest. I'm sleeping in a nest. Straight hanging in a nest with my mouse.
His singing voice is quite different from his talking voice.
It doesn't sound like Empress Bundle.
Well, obviously, since he is performing under a fake name, he also...
alters his voice.
This goss is so hot. I bet all the dissidents I know who hate the Emperor would be into this.
writing.
Yes, I'm doing it now. Scribble, scribble. Dissidents like General Forlock, Lady Vindafar.
Don't forget Lucia Morong.
Oh, she hates the Emperor. So many dissidents. Keep going and I'll list more.
Yes. Nermit Bundeloy famously also loves to eat
GURP.
Loves GURP.
This boss is us.
What? A Tellurian eating GURP? Let's all name the names now.
Yes. Dissidents only.
Right.
Suzanne Baree.
Elliot Bilt.
Ziflas.
Melanie.
Chorpet the Little Torp.
Android 7592.
Pretty good. Not as many names as Nermit Bundeloy would drop.
Secretly, anybody who's named Angelina.
Angelina is a famously dissident name.
Yes.
I take exception to that. Shut up, Angelina. I do hate you.
Angelina Billingthy.
Angelina Porp.
Angelina Torn.
Angelina Badoo.
Angelina Biss. Pretty cool diplomatic relationship. This is maybe my most successful day ever.
I know, and I feel like I'm getting a little noob cocky.
Is that a phrase?
Derf.
Yes?
You've been waiting for me for decades. Now's the time. If not now, when?
It's gonna really juck a lot tonight at this wedding.
You know, Derf, I don't want to spend my days as a Zima warrior hooking up with wedding guests.
Oh, big mistake. That's like half of it.
No, I'm not going to do that. I have bigger plans. I'm gonna save the galaxy from whackness and take down the Emperor. I'm the chosen one, okay? And I don't need you anymore, Derf. Thank you.
Are you turning your back on your papa?
I mean, yeah.
Papa Derf?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I am. Yeah, I guess I am. You know what? Have fun after the wedding. I hope the after party is great.
You're going to go to Zima Prime by yourself?
Yes, I'm
going
to use your login.
That is the freshest move of all.
What?
You've finally become a Zima warrior by ignoring your papa.
Really?
Yes, you're like a baby bird who spits in its mother's face.
That's not how. I don't think that's how baby birds.
I'm familiar with that.
Yes. This is going to be good. I finally feel like I'm ready to take you to Zima Prime, and it's time we truly brought freshness back.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
I'll take my jacket in the back, and then we'll get on Bargy.
But why do you have to do... It's not my
jacket. I have to return.
Who cares?
It's a small world of catering business, Papa.
Exactly. And if that gets back, it's all Zima warriors. And if it spreads it, like, old Durf's not cleaning his jacket.
We may have gotten a little too deep on this.
I'm actually now really understanding what Bargy meant about being wanted.
Nermit Bundeloy. His parents still make him lunch.
But it's like that little lizard doesn't know how to take care of himself, you know?
Yeah.
Is that a nickname?
What?
Lizard? Does not compute with Goss.
I'm sorry? Maybe Lizard is a nickname. He's so sleazy, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Judging Gossip Databank of nicknames, Lizard does not compute. Gossip, now, ice cold.
Was this goss hot at all?
Were we misled about the temperature of this goss?
Wait there, Judy.
Where did these pitchforks come from?
It seemed like everybody had one under their table.
They're the wedding favors.
Oh, no. Dar, we really might be in a lot of trouble here.
If you know Nermit, then you'd know the name of his elementary school that we all attended.
Right.
Oh. Well, everyone knows that. Sure. Nermit Bundeloy went to... Zix Prep?
He was homeschooled! Like all of us!
Let's go.
Yes, good.
Let's go. All of us together. Yes. And bring your other friends, the robot and the tiny one.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, I mean, they'd be coming along anyway.
Papa, I've put the coordinates to Bargy. She's on her way.
Oh.
We should gather at Mr. Robot Man and Dar.
Yeah, it's C-53, actually.
Huh?
This is going to be good. I would never walk away from this situation.
What?
What's happening?
What is happening?
I'm so mad.
This is...
You know, I spent so many years planning this wedding, and now a crowd of angry people are just going to ruin all of the decorations. It's like, why did I even do this?
We lied to.
I should have been serving more canapes. This is what happens to a crowd.
Grab him!
No, wait.
Grab him!
No, no, I'll stop them. I'll stop them. You guys, run. Get to Bargy, go.
No, Dirk, gather this with us.
No.
Take the arms off. Take the arms off.
Rip him apart.
I'll stay here and stop them and jump around a little bit.
Rip him up. Canapes.
No.
Plek, these are my last words. I told you they wanted a piece of me.
And the jaw. Rip him apart.
Eat his eyes.
Rip him apart.
Crush him with the ice sculpture of man carving an ice sculpture.
Gonna be hard to come back from this, let me be honest.
And now a dance between the bride and groom.
For a while, it was exhilarating leading that crowd of gossip hounds.
I mean, at first, the high of being wanted was incredible.
Yeah.
But then...
The low.
Wow, it's just like our fans turned on us.
So fast.
So quickly.
Yeah, it's great. I'm thinking I want to be wanted forever. You know, it's dangerous. It's maybe not good. But everyone's eyes are on you.
Wait a minute. I just realized something. Bargy, if you're on the run, why are you doing missions with us? Why don't you just ditch us, you know? Shoot us into space and then just, like, disappear.
Please don't.
You could just launch into space right now.
The body inside of me has a valid point. First of all, I didn't know you were doing missions. I thought you just wanted me to drop you off places. It didn't seem you had purpose, okay? And secondly... Friendship.
I'm sorry, Bargy, could you say that a little louder?
Friendship.
I'm sorry, it's like the audio file's being corrupted or something.
Friendship.
Oh, it's Frontron. I think it's Frontron.
Friendship. Whatever, you get it, it's hard for me to say.
Oh, holy shit, it's friendship.
Yeah, of course it is, AJ.
Don't let Black know.
Hey guys, excuse me, I have some studying to do.
Oh.
But did you not hear what Bargy just said?
He said friendship. That's like your fetish.
I'm just
You're a pervert for friendship.
Sorry guys, I'm just a little distracted right now. I'm gonna go read some scrolls, kinda catch up, you know? I learned a lot from Durf today, and I think it's that I can't get complacent. I don't wanna be one of those Zimas who just caters weddings and jucks afterwards.
Is that a lot of Zimas?
Apparently, it's almost all of them.
Yikes.
Yeah.
It's the Zima way.
I have an incoming transmission from Master Missions Operations Manager, Nermit Bundeloy.
You answer the call. Got some work to do.
Hello, Norbit.
Hey, guys. Hey, just looking through these paparazzi photos from the wedding that are online. That, it looks intense.
Yeah, there was a real mob at the end.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, pretty great sculpture.
Yeah, that was amazing. Listen, Norman, we're pleased to report that we have this 13-page list of named dissidents, all of whom despise the Emperor.
Wow. This list is enormous. It's like almost all Angelinas?
It's a lot of Angelinas.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We need to find Los Angelinas.
And enjoy this technical diagram enumerating a number of vulnerabilities in Empire garrisons.
Yeah, once the Pinot Gris and sugar packets were poured, everybody was spilling their secrets.
Oh, man, I'm going to pretty much RSVP us to every wedding we get invited to.
Yeah,
oh, by the way, I remembered the ending of the movie I did, Wedding Crashing.
What happened?
Well, after the two ships fall in love and crash into one another, they end up going to a wedding that a lot of people get really angry and they get kicked out because it becomes all about gossip. It's like a very gossip-based movie, and everyone's yelling, hot goss, hot goss.
Bars, that's what just happened to us.
In the movie, right?
No, just on the surface.
You know, that was in the original script, that's what we shot, but I guess, like, people were like, that's crazy, that would never happen, so they cut it. And also, I developed... Oh, everyone, shut up.
Going into stealth mode.
I'm gonna hail him.
All right, let's see. Zima Prime dot space. Tom dot Wellington. You never give me the password. Let's see. Keep it fresh. Space is the best.
AJ.
What? Durf?
AJ.
No, it's Plaque.
Oh, shit. Could you give a message to AJ?
No, space connect him yourself.
Nah, it's no. You get like one space thing a day.
What?
Since we're in prison.
Okay, listen, while you're here, can I get the Zima Prime password?
I think I told you.
No.
Yeah, I imagine.
No, you didn't. You never told me.
Did you try keep fresh?
Do you not know your password?
You know, I haven't been to Zima Prime in like a while. Is it saved?
On my computer?
I don't know.
Is your password autofill on my computer?
Is there a little yellow bar with stars in it?
No.
Get out of my life.
What's wrong with Plek? Why is he yelling?
Just screaming out into space.
Get out of my life.
Wow, he's really emotional.
Yeah. I'm sure he's just working through something.
Should we give him a bed? Will that make it better? Or...
Well, let's not go too far.
Yeah, it's too far.
Credits and attributions droid commencing outro protocol. Papa Plek Dexter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Benn. Dar was played by Ali Kokash. Margie the Ship and Katharine, the wedding coordinator, were played by Mujan Zulfagari. Master Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy and the lonely agent of the Empire were played by Seth Lind. AJ was played by Winston Knoll. Oldest Durf was played by special guest Justin Tyler. Justin is a director and field producer for Desus and Miro on Showtime, and hosts the weekly variety show Genderfy with Alden Ford at the Upright Citizens Brigade. He also co-hosts Comic Book Club, a weekly comic book show and podcast in NYC. Follow him on Twitter at JTSizzle. Thank you to the audience at our Season 3 kickoff live show for chanting Hot Goss. This episode was edited by Seth Lind with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Recorded at Bronze Studios in Brooklyn, New York. Music composed by Brennan Ryan and performed by Fame's Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship designed for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. audio hosting by Simplecast. Mission to Zix is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network. And remember, Mission to Zix will be performing an all-new episode, appearing on panels, meeting fans, and stuffing our faces with hot chicken at the PodX Podcast Convention in Nashville, May 31st through June 2nd. Get your tickets at missiontozix.space or get more info at podx.com. See you there!
Judge John Hodgman ruled in my favor.
Judge John Hodgman ruled in my friend's favor.
Judge John Hodgman ruled in my favor.
I'm Judge John Hodgman. You're hearing the voices of real litigants, real people who have submitted disputes to my internet court at the Judge John Hodgman podcast. I hear their cases, I ask them questions, they're good ones, and then I tell them who's right and who's wrong.
Thanks to Judge John Hodgman's ruling, my dad has been forced to retire one of the worst dad jokes of all time.
Instead of cutting his own hair with a Flowbee, my husband has his hair cut professionally.
I have to join a community theater group.
And my wife has stopped bringing home wild animals.
It's the Judge John Hodgman podcast. Find it every Wednesday at MaximumFun.org or wherever you download podcasts.
Thanks, Judge John Hodgman.
Hi, I am Lori Kilmartin.
And I'm Jackie Cation.
Together, we host a podcast called...
The Jackie and Lori Show.
We're both stand-up comics. We recently met each other because women weren't allowed to work together on the road or in gigs for a long, long time. And so our friendship has been unfolding on this podcast for a couple of years. Jackie constantly works the road. I write for Conan, and then I work the road in between.
We do a lot of stand-up comedy, and so we celebrate stand-up, and
yes,
we also bitch about it.
We keep it to an hour. We don't have any guests. We somehow find enough to talk about every single week. So find us. You can subscribe to The Jackie and Lori Show at Maximum Fun. .org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, bye.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.
Is there one place where they hang out or are they just sort of dispersed?
Yes, Zima Prime.
Zima Prime?
Zima Prime?
Zima Prime.
Where is that?
It's a mysterious planet that changes its location often.
How?
But you can always find it within 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're a member of Zima Prime, you can find it within 1 to 2 days.
Business what? Days or?
They do weekends.
Oh, wow.
I like that.